Growing lines for testing, growing numbers of those infected, growing concern where this is all heading in America. Across the country, people are spending hours in line to get a COVID test.
Playing it safe, trying to be careful, you know, keeping the mask on indoors, even though it's not mandated. Just trying to be as safe as possible. I've got two little ones, so my concern is mostly with them. One's vaccinated and one is not, because it's too little to get vaccinated.
So we feel very secure in our workplace. We just make sure that we're safe because we see thousands of people each week.
Airports are getting busier too as people head off for the Christmas and New Year holidays. There's a worry that that could lead to another surge in a few weeks, and it could put further strain on hospital systems across the US. Many states already seeing double-digit jumps in hospital admissions. Those most at risk, people who have refused to get vaccinated or boosted.
If you get infected, you could transmit that to someone else who might be vulnerable, who might be an elderly person, might be someone with an underlying condition, that actually you're playing a role in transmitting that infection to them, even though you yourself are not particularly bothered by that infection.
Joe Biden plans to address the nation on Tuesday. The president will urge more vaccinations and announce an expanded test program. But he won't be talking about locking the country down.
To be clear, COVID-19 is not the same threat to fully vaccinated individuals that it was in March 2020. His objective is to continue to make vaccines available, reduce cases around the country, reduce hospitalizations and deaths across the country, and do that through making vaccines, testing, and a range of utilities available.
Both the president and I are vaxxed.
At the weekend, former President Donald Trump told an audience in Texas he'd received his booster shot. He was booed by people who paid to see him.
That's all. It's a very tiny group.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Year!
In New York, one of the symbols of the New Year's celebrations arrived in the city. Officials have still to make a decision on whether it's safe for the event to go ahead. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Washington.